All right, good morning. Every week we like to bring you what we call a prophecy update. We attempt to show you how news and trends in the world corroborate the centuries-old prophecies that are found in the Bible. We talk often about the mark of the beast. It was introduced by the Apostle John when he wrote the revelation of Jesus Christ in the first century. As you know, it's some sort of mark on the hand or forehead by which people living in the future period of time called the tribulation will conduct all of their business. They won't be able to buy or sell anything without that mark. But the worst part about it is that at the midpoint of the tribulation, the man we call the Antichrist will demand that everyone worship him, pledge allegiance to him, as it were, then you won't be able to buy or sell without that mark and this allegiance to him. Ours is the generation that has seen the development of technology to put a chip under your skin or to tattoo you with a kind of ink that they've developed now that can be read from a distance by a scanner. While most people remain opposed to any mandatory chipping or tattooing, less invasive technologies seem to be setting the stage for this future. The March 8th Wall Street Journal ran a story titled, ID Card for Workers is at Center of Immigration Plan. And here's some excerpts from that article. Lawmakers working to craft a new comprehensive immigration bill have settled on a way to prevent employers from hiring illegal immigrants. A national biometric identification card all American workers would eventually be required to obtain. Under the potentially controversial plan still taking shape in the Senate, all legal U.S. workers, including citizens and immigrants, would be issued an ID card with embedded information such as fingerprints to tie the card to the worker. It's the nub of solving the immigration dilemma, politically speaking, Senator Chuck Schumer said in an interview. A person familiar with the legislative planning said the biometric data would likely be either fingerprints or a scan of the veins in the top of the hand. It's ominous. On March 2nd, Popular Science posted an article on its website titled, One Quarter of Germans Would Embrace an Implantable Microchip. Here's some excerpts from that. Privacy-loving Americans have roundly rejected the idea of implanting microchips within their bodies, but one in four Germans is enthusiastic about the idea of having a chip implanted as long as there are tangible benefits involved. Those benefits don't even have to be of the life and death nature. Some said they would implant a chip simply to make a shopping experience more enjoyable. A poll released Monday in anticipation of Europe's CeBIT trade show indicated that 23% of Germans are open to the idea of implantable microchips. The largest contingent, 16%, said they would do it to help emergency services respond to them more quickly and effectively in the case of an accident. The fact that a quarter of Germany's population is open to the idea, while not game-changing, is an indication that a new generation of technophiles comfortable with its place in a brave new world is emerging. Now, I think we see the writing on the wall, or to be clever, on the hand. It's just the kind of thing thought impossible until very recently, but predicted by the Bible over 2,000 years ago. I remind you that although we follow the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, we are not waiting for any prophecy to be fulfilled. Jesus promised to return to resurrect and rapture the church as an imminent event. And by that we mean the certainty that he may come at any moment and the fact that no prophesied event stands between us and that return. Nothing needs to be fulfilled before the Lord can return for us. We're only waiting for him, and his coming is always imminent. Get ready, stay ready, keep looking up. Ready or not, Jesus is coming.